And maybe we can move on now and talk a little bit about venetoclax, which conceivably might be in this man's future if he does develop progressive disease. Obviously, approved in the second line or after ibrutinib setting. First, I wanted to ask you, how often do you see a change in 17p status either way? And do you look for 17p in a patient who relapses who wasn't 17p at diagnosis?
Yeah, I usually do look. Anytime we're making a change in therapy, we usually look to see if there's been clonal evolution, because it certainly can help. Even if we had somebody who was not a deletion 17p and we treated them with, say, bendamustine rituximab or FCR or something like that, we usually will look to help guide our next decision.
Any estimates about how often you see somebody go from negative to positive?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I don't have a great estimate other than anecdotes. I would have to look at the literature.